This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour, this is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Rich McFadden and Kara Schillen. Hey! All right, police blotter time again.
Who did what now?
A New York man charged with drug trafficking and other crimes after authorities in Vermont discovered the equivalent of 1,400 bags of heroin hidden in his body. Fernando Estrella of the Bronx, pulled over by officers in St. Albans, Vermont,
bend over,
for numerous motor vehicle violations. During the stop, a sniffer dog indicated the presence of drugs. No drugs were found in the vehicle. Police sought a warrant for a body search at a nearby hospital. Approximately 1,420 bags of heroin were located inside.
Good Lord. So he's a mule.
Mr. Estrella. How do you get 1,400 bags of heroin into your body, please?
Very carefully.
Good God.
Imagine if one of them were their burst.
Oh, wouldn't that kill you if you had any of that stuff in there?
I'm thinking this guy was forced.
You think?
Yeah. A lot of times these people that are mules, they do it because somebody's told if you don't, we will get to your family or whatever.
Yeah, right. Sounds like a bad movie. Oof. All right, police in Los Angeles had good luck with a robbery suspect who couldn't control himself during a lineup. Detectives asked each man in the lineup to repeat the words, "Give me all your money or I'll shoot." The man said, "That's not what I said." Bank robber in Virginia Beach, Richie.
Say that line, though. I want to hear you say it.
That's not what I said.
No, give me all your money or I'll shoot.
Give me all your money or I'll shoot you.
Yeah, that's not convincing. I don't believe that you would shoot me.
No, I wouldn't.
Try it again. One more time.
Give me your money or I'll shoot.
Hey, you. Give me your money or I'll shoot you.
That's better.
There you go.
See, I never would make a good criminal. Bank robber in Virginia Beach got a nasty surprise last week when a dye pack designed to mark stolen money exploded in his Fruit of the Looms. Robber apparently stuffed the loot down the front of his pants as he was running out the door of the bank. He was seen hopping and jumping around, said the police, with the explosion taking place inside his pants. They have his charred trousers as proof.
Is that an explosion in your pants, or are you just happy to see us?
All right. A man speaking frantically on the phone to the 911 operator. My wife is pregnant, and her contractions are only 2 minutes apart. The question from the operator, is this her first child? The doctor asking, no, you idiot. The man shouted, this is her husband. In Modesto, California, Stephen King, arrested for trying to hold up a Bank of America branch without a weapon.
Is he Stephen King?
I hope not.
Okay.
He's in Maine. As a matter of fact, one of the stations he owns in Bangor carries this program.
Hey, Steve.
King.
How you doing?
King used a thumb and a finger to simulate a gun.
All right, you guys. See, I got my finger here.
The problem is he didn't keep it in his jacket.
Oops.
Finger in his hand in his butt. So. Okay.
Step back or I swear it'll go off. My finger's exploded here, see?
Oh, what silly people. All right. So, Chipotle, this is food news time.
Chipotle.
Did you call it Chipotle? Why do you call it Chipotle?
Everybody called it Chipotle until they knew it was Chipotle.
Really? I always pronounced it Chipotle and I didn't know any better. So, what does that say about me? It probably doesn't make any difference. Anyway, burrito been the big thing on the menu there, right?
Yes.
Now, They are announcing today what they called a better burger. As a matter of fact, they've gone to the trademark office to trademark better burger so they could go into the burger business.
Got my attention.
Better burger. Filing, which was reported by Bloomberg yesterday, suggests Chipotle is going to try to get, you know, they've been bouncing around the stock market because of the trouble they've had with, was it Listeria, Salmonella, one of them,
yeah,
and some of their food. So they now want to invest, they want to get people to invest in the idea of having a burger along the lines of what they do there. I don't know what that means. A burger, what would you expect from a burger in a Chipotle?
I would expect fresh ingredients and probably a pretty good burger. The thing with Chipotle is...
Is it going to have that Mexican? I mean, what's the point of going to get a burger anywhere?
Sure. I mean, I'm sure you could put any of those ingredients on it. Guacamole on a burger. Good stuff. Salsa on a burger. Sure.
Yeah.
The thing is when you go into Chipotle, you stand in the line and they have all the ingredients there and they kind of make your order as you walk down the line.
How do
you
do that? Bob took me to a Chipotle once. I've never been there.
It's good
stuff. Been there
before. It's good fresh food.
Yeah.
And they have a veggie burrito.
Right. I had the veggie when I was there.
You did.
Yeah. And I thought it was okay. I wasn't that impressed, frankly.
Really?
Yeah, not really.
It was good stuff.
Yeah. All right.
Snob.
Thank you.
Snob.
12 past the hour on Good Day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our Better Business Bureau A-plus rated tax attorneys and enrolled agents will review your case for free and give you a low price guaranteed quote to get you protected today. Call U.S. Tax Shield now. 800-547-0193. 800-547-0193.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow!
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save it responsibly.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
14 past the hour on the Good Day program. One of the things that I vowed when we started the year off was to spend more time on the program talking about you, your finances, your financial capabilities. I think there's far too little objective advice. And because this is sort of a full-service radio program, I'm happy to bring you people like Jada Grandy, who is the Senior Vice President and Community Reinvestment Act Strategist at Fifth Third Bank. You know, Jada, if I may call you Jada, I don't know you, but I'm going to take a flyer on calling you Jada, if that's okay.
Sure.
Fifth Third Bank. When I first heard of them, I always had a hard time saying Fifth Third Bank. I happen to know one of the founders of the bank, and I remember telling him once. I said, "Why did you name it Fifth Third Bank?" And I don't think I got a straight answer from him. Why was it named? Is it on the corner of Fifth and Third where the first office was?
Believe it or not, it actually is, but that's not where the name came from. You know, back in the day, we had two banks that merged together, and one was Fifth National Bank and one was Third National Bank, and that's pretty simple of how we got the name.
All right, so there we go. Now I know the rest of the story. He didn't tell me that. So you work on the Community Reinvestment Act in Florida, North Carolina, Tennessee, Kentucky, Georgia, this sort of thing. What is the Community Reinvestment Act? Let's start there so people understand what that is.
Sure. The Community Reinvestment Act was enacted in 1977, and that encourages banks to lend, service, and invest in low to moderate income communities and meet the community credit needs of all the communities that we serve.
And so in this circumstance, should we underscore that you're trying to help people achieve the American dream? Isn't that what the federal government is trying to do to a certain extent? Some of the mortgage interest rates are down lower and you don't have to put so much money in and that kind of stuff. Is that what this is about?
No, really, what this is really about, helping Americans to achieve financial independence, and that's really what our survey was all about. We commissioned this survey to really gauge their level of financial literacy as well as their goals for financial independence. And the findings really showed us that while many Americans are generally knowledgeable about their finances, they really aren't applying the perceived understanding in their personal lives day to day.
Well, what would be an example of that? Let's talk about the respondents and what sort of people you were asking to fill out this survey and just have a basic understanding of who the average American is that might fit into this profile.
Sure. Well, we commissioned a survey of more than 1,000 adults, and one of the first key findings was that 48% of Americans of the respondents considered themselves financially savvy, yet 47% continued to live paycheck to paycheck.
So, and that's, we've heard that for a long, long time, that Americans are in trouble because they live paycheck to paycheck. Does it make a difference? Some people say, I just don't make enough money to put any money in the bank. You say that's, everybody should be able to put money in the bank. Is that what you're suggesting?
What I'm suggesting is that you'd be surprised how much we can save when we just take a look at the inventory of our spending roughly for about 30 or 60 days. We can really identify opportunities where we can save, and without doing that inventory, you kind of don't know where the gaps are, where the opportunities to save for
all
us
right.
to actually
let's
start.
Take Jada, let's take Jada Grandy, for example. If you were to look at your financial stability and well-being, when I'm guessing that you are pretty savvy when it comes to this. Did you learn something? Are you one of these people that looks at what you have and you can put aside 10% of your earnings?
You know, I'm so glad you asked that question, because I also took advantage of the opportunity to learn from Dave Ramsey, and I participated in his Foundations for Personal Finance program where I was actually able to learn how to budget. I was able to learn how to save for emergencies, and for me, the rule of thumb for most people is to save 6 months of living expenses.
Yes. Yeah.
And personally, I saved 12.
Did you?
I tend to be pretty prudent, because you just never know what can happen.
Well,
and so for myself, I'm pretty cautious.
You've probably seen a lot of people with horror stories. And by the way, Dave Ramsey is one of the people in this business that I have the most respect for. His program is fabulous. He's a great human being. And he does a lot of teaching, not only on the air, but in his personal appearances. So he's a good guy to get advice from or to listen to in conversation if you can get by. Cut up all the credit cards. That's the advice. So what I want to know from you is how we get more information about what people can find if they go to Fifth Third Bank, even if they haven't got one around them, they can get more information on this so they can look at themselves in the mirror and figure out how to do what you're suggesting.
Sure. People can visit buyfree.com/LIFE, which is life, stands for Lives Improved Through Financial Empowerment. They can find information on all of those programs, as well as our top 10 tips for financial empowerment and tools to actually help them get started towards independence.
53.com for Fifth Third. 53.com. Jada Grandy on financial independence here. I think I'd go to that website just to see what the results were of the survey, frankly. 21 after the hour.
Thank you. What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Time now for from the musical portion of the Good Day program, a return to the year 2003, musically speaking. Next few minutes are devoted to the top five songs from this week in 2003. So, for some reason, Richie, this wasn't what I was expecting. I thought the Faith Hill song Cry sounded differently than this. What am I missing?
You're probably thinking of her bigger hit, Breathe.
Ow! We are a genius. That's exactly what I'm thinking. Yeah, it is. This one doesn't register with me at all. Does it with you?
Yeah, I remember it.
Do you really?
Good stuff. Yeah.
That's
great.
So that's number five this week, 2003. To number four, this is Mets and Mets Phil Collins song called Can't Stop Loving You.
Stop loving you. No, I can't stop loving you. No, I won't stop loving you. Why should I?
Wise men say only fools rush in. As another can't stop loving you. If you look up, I bet you, in your search database, you would find there's another song called Can't Stop Loving You.
Yeah, by Elvis.
Yeah. Right. Wise men say only fools fall in. It's been covered by a lot of people, but Elvis did the best job. So this is no, Phil Collins is no Elvis.
Well, this isn't the same song either.
No, I know it is, but he's still.
Although I'd love to hear Phil Collins try to do Elvis.
Wise men say.
British accent.
Only fools are shit. All right, so that's number four. This week, 2003 in the focus. Number three belongs to Vanessa Carlton. This is a good song.
Big hit.
You remember this song, 1,000 Miles? This is worth a moment of our time. Bang it up.
If I could fall into the sky, do you think time would pass me by? Because you know I walk 1,000 miles if I can just see you.
Walk 1,000 miles to see you. Wow, is that romantic?
Kind of stupid. Why would you just drive?
Well, you don't have any money.
I mean, I like you and all, but I think I'd just rather drive.
Really? That's a good song. You know,
but have you seen the price of gas lately?
And the cars.
I might have to walk.
Actually, price of gas up about 30 cents from where it was lowest. Creeping back up again.
It's got about the $2.15.
Summer driving season. Right, exactly. All right, number two this week in 2003 belonged to a lady named Christina Aguilera.
You are beautiful.
Beautiful. Falls. Yep. As this cover, no. I thought there was Who Did You Are Beautiful. That was the
You're thinking of You Are So Beautiful. To me.
Yeah, who did that?
Is it,
yeah, that's who it is. We both have him on the tip of our tongue. Leo.
Joe Cocker.
Joe Cocker. Right. Yeah. Aguilera's still on the voice.
Aretha do it too. I think Aretha did it too.
Yeah, maybe. Aretha's still on the voice. Christina's still on the voice.
Not.
Was it the voice?
On the season? Yes, she's on the season.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's move ourselves into the number one position. That's a good song.
Yeah.
Deserved to be number one.
Great.
Michelle Branch singing with Carlos Santana on the guitar, doing the instrumentation for The Game of Love.
Love the tone of his guitar.
People like her brought him back.
Rob Thomas brought him back.
Yeah, but and he's made some good
this
combo choices.
Hit.
Yeah, that's a good hit. Good song. I love that move, that sound. There's that guitar routine.
It's a good gig being a hired gun on guitar.
Yeah.
That's what I should have been.
Really?
Sitting here with you.
I know, it's a waste of time.
Coming up with yucks every couple of seconds. I should have been a guitar god.
Right. I just see you now.
It just wasn't meant
Rich
to be.
McFadden, guitar god.
This song would sound a lot different with me on guitar.
28 after the hour on Good Day.
How one urban mom decides what to feed her family. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. Where passion meets performance, Kubota can help you achieve more. Kubota, for Earth, for Life.
Get ready to make 2016 your best hay and forage season yet. With Kubota's full line of field-proven hay tools, including disc mower conditioners and BV Series round balers, you can take the art of stockpiling hay to the next level. For equipment that will perform season after season, look no further than Kubota. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate, long-term financing going on now. For all your hay tool needs, we are Kubota. This is what we do.
Kristen Porter of Des Moines became a food blogger in 2009. In 2013, the Iowa Food and Family Project invited her to be part of a statewide tour of farms. And Kristen says she learned a lot on her first visit ever to a farm.
From my experience meeting farmers across the state, they were extremely transparent and want to provide healthy, safe foods for not only the people of Iowa, but, you know, everyone in this country. And so I think that farmers are adapting, and certainly food companies are adapting to our demands, and that's great. You know, we have more choices than ever, which is wonderful.
Her interest in food ramped up a year later when Kristen was diagnosed with celiac disease and had to go gluten-free. Her blog at iowagirleats.com centers on gluten-free topics now. But Kristen still has a family to feed, and she takes that seriously.
So it's hard to decide what's real and what's fake and what's right and what's wrong, but I call companies, I research both sides of the issues, and then kind of just go with my gut and determine what I think is best for my family.
For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Good Day program, where we take our job seriously. No shirking.
Yeah.
Slinking away from our responsibility.
Right.
Here.
We have duties here.
Yes, we do. And I'm about
important
to do
important duties.
That's right. Doug Steffen here with my friend Rich McFadden on the Good Day program. The story of Sean Weatherspoon appears to be attracting some attention. He plays for the Atlanta Falcons as a linebacker. Played with the Arizona Cardinals before the Atlanta Falcons. Generated a buzz on Twitter after tweeting about his fiance, who's named Christine, finding an old game check that hadn't been cashed.
I love these stories.
He posted, "My gal just found a game check. I guess moving does have its perks. I haven't found any checks anyplace
yet. Any checks?
No. No checks.
How about winning lottery?
Did you ever? I didn't find the check I sent you.
No, that's
you didn't
gone.
Find it.
Nobody cashed it, did they?
Gonzo.
Doug sent me a check and I lost it.
Right. I sent you another one. Don't lose the next one I sent you.
You did?
I did.
I haven't seen it yet.
Well, you'll see it probably today. All right, so he says, "I was on my way home from working out when I received a picture of this check dated September 18th, he said. "My fiance found it in a stack of mail. I vaguely remember getting the hard copy after the week one game." Instead of get paid at the... Are they like everybody else? They have a year-long thing, or they get paid every week? How do these guys get paid?
They get paid during the season.
Just
so they
the
get,
season. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, which begins in late summer.
Yeah.
When they
practice.
Show up for camp.
Right.
And goes all the way through to February.
So is he worried about it not being any good? If it's, I sent a check to somebody the other day that I had written in October. And the guy called me and says, "Why are you sending me this check? It's dated October." I said, "Because I owe you the money, and I wrote the check in October, and I forgot to send it to you." He says, "Well, I want a new check." I said, "Stop with the foolishness.
Who cares?
Put it in the bank, for God's sake. Is this check any good?" And I said, "It was a lot better now than it would have been in October." So,
Stop your whining and get money.
Go to the bank and cash the damn check. That's pretty cool, though. When you move or you just are fixing, it's spring cleaning time, so a lot of people are starting to toss. I have a dumpster, and we posted the dumpster on Facebook, the Facebook account, facebook.com/good day. And people were sending me interesting notes about how much stuff. I mean, this is a big dumpster. And I really have so much stuff that I've collected over the 38 years I've lived in this house. And the barn as well. We started the barn, but the barn is loaded with stuff. We just have a big bonfire. And I bring this up because most of you, no matter how long you have lived on this planet, have collected things that you probably don't want and certainly don't need. So when you're moving, you have the opportunity. I am looking at things that I have not looked at for 30 or 35 years. And stuff that I should have tossed out. Should, not the right word, but it would have been good had I tossed them out a long time ago. There are some very good memories. There are some stinky memories. There are things that I would rather forget. Old stuff with the IRS that, I have 1984 or something. And I found this stuff dusted up to its ears. You know, why'd I keep it? Why'd I keep any of that stuff? Why memories, do you keep things? Meredith asks me all the time, why do you keep that stuff? And I don't have a good reason. She says, you say the same thing, that I'm a pack rat. You say I'm a hoarder.
You're a hoarder. Yeah.
Well, without it won't be, because the house I'm moving into is smaller.
Right.
And so I have one room instead of two for an office.
That's the best thing is when you are forced to declutter your life.
Yeah.
You're going
to
love it.
Yeah.
You're going to love it. Hey, but Witherspoon is not the only time that an athlete has not cashed their checks.
Really?
Yeah. Manny Ramirez, remember him? He used to play for the Red Sox there.
Yeah,
when he was with the Cleveland Indians, they discovered he had not cashed 5 consecutive paychecks, and they had to ask him to cash them.
Really?
Yeah. What are these guys doing?
Why did he say, like, they got $6 or $7 million a year, so a couple of paychecks don't make any difference? Is that it?
Yes. Ricky Henderson. Remember Ricky Henderson with the Oakland A's?
Vaguely.
He got a $1 million bonus
signing
to
bonus?
The A's, and he framed it and hung
never
it on the wall
it.
In his house.
Never cashed it.
Never cashed it until the A's came to him and said, we're looking at our books here, and we're $1 million heavy.
Yeah.
And then he took it off the wall and cashed it.
Yeah. Well, they can get now. You can make a copy of it and put it back on the wall.
It's kind of like a savings account, I think. Yeah. I'll just go put this over here till I need it.
Yeah. Pretty silly. Stuff. Well, I mean, it's maybe silly. I don't know.
First world problems. Hashtag.
Yep. Speaking of problems, more people are killed every year in America by donkeys than are killed in plane crashes.
See, you would think that would be a third world problem.
Yes. No, in America.
Yeah.
Problem.
How many people are killed in America by donkeys?
Food news. M&M's. Promising new flavors, new textures this year. The Mars Candy Company is 75 years old, one of the wealthiest families. It still is a family-owned business, kind of like U-Haul. Let's see. Think of some other businesses that are not
Procter
public.
Procter & Gamble.
Procter & Gamble is not a public company? I think it is.
No, it's what's the other one then? One of those big manufacturing companies is still family-owned.
There's a guy around here whose name is Tom Flatley. He started a real estate business, has billions of dollars worth of real estate. He's a sole proprietor. He's not a corporation. He owns everything himself and his family. So anyway, M&M's, one of the most recognizable candies, not only here in our country, but certainly around the world. I love M&M's, frankly.
But there's only one flavor. I mean,
yeah, they all taste the same, just have different colors.
Right.
Right.
Just like Fruit Loops.
Right.
Don't buy into that.
So is it new colors or new flavor? They say there are going to be new colors and new flavors and new textures and new fillings.
Stop it.
And a new package design that'll make it easier for you to eat M&M's when you're driving or on the go. So, you know, when you open them up now, they fall all over the place. Put them in your hand and they just dribble on the floor. All over.
Why mess with perfection? It's going to be like the new Coke.
You think?
Yeah.
Nobody's going to care? I'm not so sure about that.
Don't mess with it.
Well, I liked it best. Meredith, a couple of years ago, had some M&M's. Say it again, Darrell. There. And I would invite her, I know she's listening, to do this again because I thought it was the greatest thing. She had M&M's designed with our names on it.
Yeah.
I think that's kind
of cute.
Yeah, very cute. Yep, yep, yep. So anyway, M&M's started out after World War II because the military requested the Mars Candy Company to make a chocolate for the troops that would not melt in the heat. About, you know, the old, that's what they say, melts in your mouth, not in your hands. And they designed it. I didn't know this ever.
They covered little drops of chocolate in plastic.
With a hard, well, it isn't plastic, but it's a hard coating. And it doesn't melt like other chocolates did. So that's why it's, you know, that's why they, what, 75 years, how long ago was that? It was 75 years ago. That's when they got started with this. And it was sort of like the tobacco companies got everybody hooked on tobacco. There was in the war, they'd give them free cigarettes. So they'd all get hooked. I mean, what a horrible. These people are just such horrible, horrible. They're not even human.
There's a rumor going around that M&M outer shells are made from the secretion of a lac beetle.
A lac beetle?
Yeah. That's,
was it a beetle lacking?
I guess. I don't know. Lacking M&M's, I guess, after that. But apparently nothing more than corn syrup and
that's
sugar.
That's what it is. It's hardened corn syrup. Nobody's claiming M&M's are good for you. It doesn't say, eat these candies and be better at whatever, be stronger, be bigger. No. It's just they taste
apparently the Beetlejuice rumor was true, though. It used to be on the outer shell and Junior Mints.
Really? Junior Mints are no good. Ah, isn't it?
I love Junior Mints.
M&M's. All I like the Mars brands. I love Three Musketeers, Snickers. Those are the kind of candy bars.
Whoppers. Whoppers are the best candy on the face of the planet.
Whoppers?
Yeah.
Now, there's a new kind of candy that I just started. I'm not supposed to be eating it, but I shouldn't admit that I'm doing it. But anyway, they have a Dove has a chocolate with caramel inside of it.
Very rich, yeah.
Ah, my God, are those things great. Yum. My lawyer has them in his office, and because I'm up there pretty much every day. You know.
Wait a minute. Your lawyer serves Dove candy in the waiting room
just
of the
for
practice.
Me. Just for me. He says, these are just for you. They are. They're yummy.
I'm guessing this lawyer's not $25 an hour.
You're probably guessing about
when they're searching, right. When they're serving Dove candy.
Yes, no, not $25 an hour. 43 after the hour. Let's talk about something else that's good. Something that will give you the opportunity to have a wonderful 8-hour rest period that's called Good Night, I'm Going to Sleep.
Yeah, here, sign me up.
Ready? I'm going to sign you up for the MyPillow.
Oh,
Richie.
Yeah.
MyPillow is fit to you and me and everybody listening. No matter what kind of sleeper you are, if you're on your back, you're on your side, you're a big person, small person, you get the MyPillow. And it will fit you perfectly. And then when you go to sleep, you move the pillow around to find just the right place for you. This is a patented product. They've come up with the research. They've come up with the support. They've come up with the filling that doesn't, you know, you can wash this thing. You can dry it. It doesn't change. You can manipulate it, and then it springs right back.
Love it.
Yep. The fill stays put. And you will go to sleep, and you will sleep and sleep and sleep. So, in order to take advantage of this special opportunity, the folks who built MyPillows have invited you to call 800-874-8985 and order a pillow. Then, when you use the customer code DS, what did we decide that stood for? I think we, didn't we hook Roberta on that? I think we did.
She had no clue what it stood for.
No.
Which was the funny part.
Yes, it was. I believe it stands for Doug Steffen. Code DS800.
Brilliant.
Thank you. 874-8985. I wonder how long the marketing guys worked on that.
Yeah. Advertising genius.
800-874-8985. Well, I don't know about the advertising genius, but I know the guy, this guy, Mike Lindell, who developed the MyPillow. He is a genius.
He's everywhere.
All over the place.
You can't swing a dead cat
floating
without seeing this guy somewhere.
Yep. 800-874-8985 to order the pillow. Use the promo code DS. You can go online if you want to mypillow.com. Either way. away. You get the pillow. Use the promo code DS at checkout. You get two life-changing pillows for the price of one. Make that call, 800-874-8985. MyPillow, made in America. 10-year warranty. This is a no-brainer, folks. 800-874-8985. Use the code DS.
Fruits and veggies in a capsule. That's right. Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies capsules maintain 10 servings of 31 different 100% whole fruits and veggies. They are powerful antioxidants, enhance your immune system, and most importantly, have no synthetics, extracts, or fillers.
Call now to find out how you can get your free set of fruits and veggies. Call toll free 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and be sure to enter promo code GD.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of three whole beets in one teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now with your first order of Super Beets. They'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Anytime. Dick or Harry can tell you that Geico could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's money here. And the day Harry went to Geico.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder Geico has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I'd give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
All right, so Richie.
So Dudley.
Apparently there's a problem in Canada.
Yeah.
They have,
besides the obvious, tell me.
Outdated polygamy laws.
Oh.
The Law Reform Commission of Canada says single people can be imprisoned for sharing living quarters with more than one person. Isn't that Three's Company? What was that show about?
Yeah, it was Three's Company.
Isn't that about it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Commission reported last week in a... The report was entitled Bigamy. The report says the old polygamy law ought to be seen in the same light as adultery and should not carry a criminal penalty. However, the commission took a tough stand on bigamy, says since bigamy is defined as being legally married to two or more people, at the same time it's a threat to the institution of marriage. Ah, here we go again. You're going to play that game up in Canada? All right, Doug Steffen. .com story, trending story today, Richie, on a new beer
Ooh, got my attention.
What you can do, you can, this new kind of beer is something that's been made into a thicker consistency, so you can use like marmalade on your morning toast. It's like, it's beer, you know, jam.
I'm spreadable down with the beer. 5 o'clock somewhere phrase, but yeah. I'm not so sure I want to pour my beer on my
spreadable beans. Beer on your toast. Nah. 51 after on good day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No markdowns here. You got first dibs at the information that's important today. Oftentimes I find myself a day or two ahead of whatever the trend is, and then people say, well, you didn't talk about that yesterday. Well, because I talked about it the day before, and our boredom coordinator, there's so much going on in the world, some of it just plain silly, some of it is serious. I find that in looking at technology, we bring in the actual electronic equipment and things that we use, and we talk a lot about the things that people do online, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Pinterest. There's a television station in Pittsburgh, WTAE, who fired an anchor yesterday. Her name is Wendy Bell. Ms. Bell posted some comments on Facebook concerning a shooting that happened in March in Pittsburgh. Part of her post reads, "You needn't be a criminal profiler to draw a mental sketch of the killers who broke so many hearts 2 weeks ago. They were young black men, likely teens or in their early 20s. They have multiple siblings from multiple fathers, and their mothers work multiple jobs. The police haven't made any arrests yet or released any information on suspects." Well, the television and radio world in Pittsburgh went bananas on this. Here's host Robert Mangino talking to Rachel Webster, who had started a Facebook page demanding that the TV station do something about Ms. Bell.
We're interested in getting your reaction to the news today that TAE has fired Wendy Bell.
I was very surprised that when I got home, my phone started blowing up, as did my Facebook page. Honestly, this was not the outcome we expected or probably would be best for the region. I think it kind of makes her martyr to some effect, and it really could have been used in a positive way to open doors to some, like, real positive racial dialogue. But I mean, actions have consequences, and I assume that Hearst and WTAE used like Helter 2 or contract and their social media policy. And just like any of us at our job, there are social media policies. Mm-hmm. And if we break them, then we are at risk of losing our job.
All right. So there is a lot of social media talk about this. I'm going to read just one comment, facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day, from Laura, who said this lady's mistake was that she used her TV station Facebook page to write her post. Had she used her personal one, this would have been a different story. When you use anything that's connected to a company and where you work, you violate their ethics code, that sort of thing. This is what happens. I'm sad to see her go. I'm in suburban Pittsburgh, but you could have predicted this would come after the posting. So the warning again, danger, danger. There is no privacy anymore, and there's no freedom of speech. It just doesn't happen because everybody's recording everything and everybody's got a point of view. So if she gets kicked down the road, she'll get a job somewhere else in another city. But still, it seems rather sad because I don't think she meant anything bad. There's nothing bad about that. She was just stating an opinion. Okay, next, the banana peel challenge all over the internet. Ava Gordy here from What's Trending, talking about how this banana peel challenge got started.
On the bright side, we're only one step away from kids dropping anvils on other kids' heads. Teenager Jason Oakes unwittingly created a brand new trend when he tried stepping on a banana peel to see if it was slippery, like in the cartoon. Jason's video was posted on Sunday and has since been retweeted 90,000 times. And now the challenge has been attempted by dozens of other teens. So, you know, that's a thing now. So what's Jason doing with this newfound fame? Of course, he's trying to get on Ellen. Who wouldn't? Although he does seem to understand how fleeting this all is, he tweeted, "Hello to my new 500-plus followers. Why the f*** are you following me? I'm boring and just fell on a banana one time." Tammy Aquila Tate said, "Humans are getting dumber, but they make for great interrant entertainment." You spelled internet wrong there, Tammy. She did say in her own tweet that we were getting dumber.
Yep. And here's some more proof of that. Comments, facebook.com/good day, Twitter, good day. Scott writes, why not the read a book challenge instead of the banana peel challenge? Brittany writes, trends don't last forever, but serious injury will. Olivia writes, I laughed way too hard at the first guy's video. Thanks for testing out the banana peel theory, so I don't have to do it. Nancy writes, no worse than swallowing goldfish and some of the other ridiculous stuff people have done in the past, being challenged on the internet, and they get hurt. Oy. Media companies swooning over the possibility of posting live video to Facebook. New streaming service that Facebook is putting on called Full Screen, aimed at social media users who want to put their own, it's like YouTube on Facebook. That's basically what it is, sounds like. And so we need more people making more banana peel challenges on Facebook. And
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.